item 6, Sisera operations update. Gail, you're taking the lead on this item?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. So due to the recent coronavirus pandemic and the resulting shelter-in-place order, Sisera has had to close its physical office on a temporary basis. We are continuing to perform many of our essential business functions. I wanted to provide the board with an update on Sisera operations and what is still happening while there is a shelter-in-place order. I did want to let the board know that the April 1st, 2020 retirement benefit payments, they were paid timely and on schedule. Any related tax payments, health deductions, other things that are processed around the retiree payroll also took place. We did close down our phone center, so folks, if they call in, they do leave a voicemail, and then the voicemails are returned promptly as we receive them. We do whatever research is necessary, and then we're getting back to them. We are also still handling physical mail as well as email that we receive. We did also receive send a mailer out to, a physical mailer went out to all of our members, letting them know that we're still processing payroll, et cetera, et cetera. And we are continuing to update the Sisera website with any changes or updated information that we have. So we also have been communicating with our employer, with the employers as well. We are continuing to receive retirement applications and process them. And we are also able to receive contribution payments from employers, and that's for employer and member contributions, as well as the employer active payroll files that we need for our pension system. We are, Sisera is also making payments to our vendors so that we're keeping up with our payments there. And then we have obviously needed to cancel our in-person group counseling sessions, which are called the pre-retirement and retirement overviews workshops. Those have been canceled through April, and that possibly might be extended if the current shelter-in-place order is extended as well. The investment program...
Can I ask a quick question on that?
Yes.
Have you thought about setting up a Zoom or some more secure way to have participants sign up and they could still see a presentation? You know, with that, with Zoom and with other WebEx, other things, you're able to show a whole slide presentation. You're able to answer questions. And I'm just wondering if we've considered that as a possibility so we can continue those to help the members.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. It's something that we've taken a look at. We haven't really done a whole lot more than kind of look at it at this point. One thing that we have been looking at doing is taking the slide decks that we have at those presentations and have like the overview workshop online as a video so that we could direct members to our website and they could watch the retirement overview slides and the voiceover. So that that is something that has been in production for a little while now, and we hope to have that up.
That would be great to have anyway. And then as individuals, you encourage them to write down their questions and then email the questions or to set up a phone meeting with a counselor. I think that's a great way to do it and much easier than trying to schedule it. So if you're able to get a video up with the slides, with the presentation, I think that would be very helpful to our members.
Yeah. So we'll take a look at that. Thanks, Karen, Candace. And then when it comes to investments, obviously we are a medium-sized public pension plan, and investments and what's happening on the economic financial investment fronts is definitely having an impact to our portfolio, as it is, you know, pretty much every other portfolio out there. And but I wanted to assure the board that our investment staff are on top of the things that we need to be on top of in managing cash and taking a look at our asset allocation and doing rebalancing where necessary. and also having good frequent communication with Sisera's investment managers and our consultants. That does remain obviously one of our top priorities. Tim Price later will talk a little bit more about that, but I just wanted to assure the board that that is definitely one of our main focuses right now is the investments of our portfolio. And also I did want to mention that we are still working on member statements for the 2019 our 2019 member statements. And Brown Armstrong, our external auditor, is still working on our audit of the 2019 year. They're handling some additional things remotely so that we can continue on with that process. We have also purchased additional laptops to allow employees to be able to remotely work where possible. And so I wanted to let the board know of that. Finally, I did want to acknowledge Sisera employees. Our management team and our staff are doing a great job and really working hard for Sisera. I'm really, really pleased with their performance and how well it's going so far. This isn't really anything that any of us could have predicted happen and happened to the extent that it has. But, you know, we have a number of plans that we've been putting in place over the years that we've been able to put in place and modify as necessary and move forward for the benefit of Sisera and its members. So I did want to give a big thank you and acknowledgement for our team because they've been working very, very hard. That completes my operations update. If there's any questions or comments from the board.
Hey, Gail, I got a quick question.
Oh. So how about if I just go down the line, just so we don't speak over everyone, please. So Candace, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I already interrupted Gail. Thank you.
That's fine. Donnie?
No.
Scott.
Just to say a big thanks to Gail and our team. These are challenging times, so the effort is much appreciated and acknowledged.
Thank you. Louie?
Did we say Louie?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, Gail, quick question. Are the counselors able to get into the system to where when they employee has a question, like say a retiree has a question about something, are they able to get in the system and to answer those questions, or some of those questions can't be answered, like say tax purposes and stuff like that?
Yeah, so they are able to get into the system and access that information. We are working on getting more folks able to do that, and so we are looking at having, you know, shorter turnaround times in the future on some of the more detailed information and questions we've been receiving. So either they're on site working and can access that information, or if they've already been set up remotely, they are able to access that information.
Okay, good. And also the retirees, thank you for getting out our benefit payments on time.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, and I was going to mention, April was on time. We're looking at May and whatever, you know, the additional months that we have going forward when we're in this temporary office, shut down. We are anticipating all future benefit payments will be made timely as well, so the retirees can rely on that.
Okay, great. Thank you, because I've been getting questions.
Okay. Yeah, and if there's any other questions you get, just let me know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Jay?
No questions.
David?
Yeah, I'd just like to echo what Scott said. Very happy with the team. And I think Gail's done a great job and was acted very early to anticipate what the needs would be. So thanks, Gail, for your hard work and your team's work.
Thanks, David. Todd, did you call on Jerry?
Did I skip Jerry?
Yeah, probably.
Jerry, do you have anything to add? Thank you, Gail.
Well, not now. I was going to have some really dramatic stuff to say, but it's all been said. But I would certainly echo the comments. I honestly think that not because of any fault of theirs, but there are thousands of members out there who got that April 1st payment and have no idea and will never have any idea how much went into achieving that and how much will go into achieving a May 1st payment. And as one board member, I will simply echo the comments made by others. I think you guys have done a terrific job. And, it's been largely seamless to the outside world. And the fact that you can keep it that way, someday somebody's going to say, how did those guys do that? And you're going to have an interesting story to tell. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Todd.
So, John.
Thank you.
My quick comment is to recognize, under the leadership of Gail and Tim, our going to the FFP, Functionally Focused Portfolio Concept, the Barbell Concept, and how classically that has protected us from having to sell, very difficult to sell assets to meet benefit payments. It was a difficult and front-running decision when they did it. And we are now benefiting tremendously, I think, because we did do that.
Agreed.
Yes.
Well said.
Absolutely. Will?
Hey, Todd. I want to echo Scott, David, and Jerry again. Unprecedented times we're all in. Gail and the staff have done strong work. Really appreciate it. I've got a number of questions from members, both retirees and active, in terms of concern of, what's happening with Sisera. So all the communication is very, very much appreciated. I think much needed to put people just a little bit at ease with their retirements. Strong work, Gail, and everything that we do is not going to be perfect, but we have to realize that no one's ever gone through this, and we can adjust and modify on the fly, but really appreciate you and your staff.
Thanks, Will.
Mike, do you have anything?
No questions.
And Rusty?
No questions.
Okay, I'd just like to add, all of us trustees, of course, are extremely impressed and proud of the response that Gail and her team and all of staff has done. I can tell you, even before the shelter-in-place orders, week before I met with Gail on the 13th of March and Christina, and they were already coming up with a game plan and putting together procedures. And then Sunday night happens, and then Monday, schools get canceled and everything went out the window. But they remain committed to staff safety. And the fact that they were able, the order to shelter in place comes, and my understanding is 2:00 Monday, staff was spoken to, procedures were implemented that I can't tell you how proud I am of the response. So to all of staff and management listening, congratulations on your effort, and continue to stay safe.